KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy and 76 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 94. A heat and advisory will be in effect for the entire state from noon until 8 p.m. for a heat index of up to 105 degrees. And that may cause heat illnesses such as heat exhaustion or heat stroke to occur. So drink plenty of fluids today. Stay in an air-conditioned room when possible, out of direct sunlight when possible, and be sure and check up on your friends and relatives and neighbors. Young children and pets should never be left unattended in any vehicles under any circumstances. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Council Bluffs Police Department is asking for your help in locating four juveniles who ran away Friday night from Children's Square USA in Council Bluffs. Authorities say 8-year-old Carter Doner, 9-year-old Luke Schneider, 13-year-old David Jorgensen, and 17-year-old Elizabeth Cuffman were last seen just after 6 p.m. in the area of 500 North 7th Street in Council Bluffs. You can see pictures of those juveniles in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. If you see them, contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-5737, or you can simply call 911. Children's Square is a private nonprofit organization that cares for children and families in need and offers among its services specialized treatment for children with behavioral, emotional, and psychiatric needs. The number of positive confirmed COVID-19 cases has topped 1,000 in Pottawatomie County, and Cass County has had one new case. Shelby County, four new cases reported since Friday. The IDPH reports as of this morning the number of cases in Pottawatomie County is 1,002, with 739 having recovered. In Cass County, there are now 35 confirmed cases with 28 recovered. Statewide, there are 472 additional confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 for a total of 41,432, and six more people have died for a total of 472. Health officials report 444,899 Iowans have been tested for the virus, which is an increase of more than 5,500 from Friday's report. Negative test results amount to 401,813, with more than 5,000 negative results coming in yesterday. And 29,459 Iowans have recovered from the virus. Latest hospitalization data this morning showed that 220 persons were hospitalized. That's 10 fewer than yesterday. 72 are in an ICU, 30 were admitted, two more than on Friday, and 30 were on a ventilator, also an increase of two since Friday's report. In Region 4, Southwest and Western Iowa hospitals, three more people were hospitalized with COVID-19 for a total of eight. Four remain in an ICU. There were three new hospital admissions, and one person remains on a ventilator. Long-term care data show there are 22 outbreaks. That's one more than reported on Friday. 601 staff and patients have tested positive for COVID-19, an increase of 53. 146 have recovered and 447 have died. That's six more than we reported on Friday. Also around the area counties, again, Cass County has 35 positive cases of COVID-19, one more than Friday. Adair County has 20 positive cases, and that's two less than previously recorded. That's usually because they make some adjustments to their numbers as the week goes on, and there are some coding errors, too, that may occur. Guthrie County now has 115 cases, and that's one less than Friday. Montgomery County is down two cases, down to 30. Pottawatomie County, as we mentioned, has 1,002 cases with 739 recovered. In Shelby County, they have 129 positive cases of COVID-19 altogether. That is up four from Friday. 125 of those have recovered. The Mills County Emergency Management Agency and Mills County Public Health Departments yesterday said there were two more positive confirmed cases of COVID-19 among residents of the county. Latest cases are in persons 18 to 40 years of age who contracted the virus through a known contact and community spread. The additions bring to 64 the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Mills County, where 34 persons have recovered and 2,430 have been tested. The positivity rate there is at 2.6%. Well, Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday extended her public health emergency proclamation that requires social distancing measures for businesses and other establishments for another month. The extension comes as the president of the Iowa Restaurant Association is calling out the establishments that aren't into compliance. Jessica Dunker says 99% of the 6,300 bars and restaurants follow the protocols, and many go above and beyond them.
The problem that we're seeing is that the people that are doing it right are being really negatively impacted by the few places that we see that are not doing things right, that are just having a complete disregard for the things that are mandated.
Dunker says there also needs to be more enforcement for those not following the temporary regulations.
Because right now, you can certainly report to the Department of Inspections and Appeals. They'll follow up. They'll investigate. They will reach out and do education, but there's no next step that's put in place for them right now. And so we are simply saying as an industry that if we are going to continue these mitigation steps, that there should be some sort of ability for this, them to take a step to do enforcement.
Dunker says Iowa can't handle setbacks that have happened in other states.
We're seeing in other states rollbacks of openings, rollbacks on capacities, rollbacks on the number of hours you can serve alcohol, requirements that you can only do outdoor dining. And we simply, as the state of Iowa and our hospitality industry, we can't afford it. We will collapse.
She says an outbreak of COVID-19 caused by a restaurant that is not following the rules could impact every establishment in the state.
The worry is that for those outliers that aren't following the rules, that too much publicity about them and seeing no penalties for them will do things that hurt the 99% that are doing it right. And we're already facing losses in the neighborhood of $750 million as an industry. Most locations have revenues at less than 50% of where they were.
Dunker says they are working with customers to ensure that everyone can follow the guidelines.
We've launched a program called the Iowa Hospitality Promise that's really a contract between restaurants and patrons. And we're saying we'll do everything we can to keep you safe. And in exchange, we'd like you to do the same.
The proclamation had been set to expire today, but it will now expire August 23rd at midnight. The measure covers bars and restaurants, gyms, casinos, salons, theaters, as well as doctor and dentist visits. Well, officials with the Fairway Grocery Store said Friday, effective with the expiration of the Iowa governor's emergency declaration on July 25th, Fairway will not be accepting containers for redemption in its Iowa stores. Health authorities continue to advise that COVID-19 and other viruses are transmitted through respiratory droplets. And Reynolds W. Kramer, president and CEO of Fairway, says accepting potentially contaminated containers inside our stores presents a great risk of harm to the health and safety of our employees and customers. In addition, he said Iowa law requires grocery stores to meet health and food safety guidelines for all employees and customers. Allowing used containers to be returned in our stores put our employees and customers at risk and runs counterproductive to the many safety and sanitation initiatives we've implemented in order to keep people safe. Each Fairway store has posted a notice listing nearby redemption centers where customers may redeem certain bottles and cans. Fairway encourages local communities to focus on their redemption by supporting those businesses and or area nonprofits that provide outside collection bins for donation. Reynolds Kramer said that at its core, our actions in rejecting container redemption inside our stores is to minimize potential harm to the communities we serve while offering our customers alternative redemption options. And taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Eva Mae Shannon, age 91, of Murray, died July 17th at Spring Hills Specialty Care in Osceola. A celebration of life for Eva Mae Shannon will be this morning at 9 o'clock at St. Bernard's Catholic Church in Osceola. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And a reminder, due to COVID-19, social distancing will be practiced, and the family encourages you to wear a mask at the visitation and service. James Darrell Crawford, age 72, of Portsmouth, died July 3rd at Veterans Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for James Crawford will be today at 1 o'clock at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Mona Ballinger, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A visitation with the family of Mona Ballinger will be at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic this afternoon from 1 until 3 p.m. Masks during the visitation are highly recommended by the family. Helen B. Nielsen, age 95, of Exira, died Tuesday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Helen Nielsen will be today at 2 o'clock in the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news this morning on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.